Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for March the 12th, 2015. Could I have a roll call, please?
Fox.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Springer.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Wow.
The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is responsibility of the board to interpret the zoning ordinance as they apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and view the site in question and usually comes to make a decision at the meeting. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes of the February 12th meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Would you call a roll, Lisa?
Falk.
Yes.
Gallagher.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Springer.
Yep.
Gallagher.
Yes. We have three cases before us this evening. Is Mr. Jeremy Reisner here?
He's not, but he did make contact with staff this afternoon, indicated that if he was unable to make the meeting, he'd like to have it continued to be
for next month?
Yes.
Okay. We'll defer item case 15-005 at 518 Home Street in R2 District to the April meeting, okay? Item B is case 15-015, at 2337 Oak Street. It's an R2 district. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required front yard setback from 25 feet to 19 feet to allow for construction of a covered porch, submitted by Jeffrey McCoy. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is in between 23rd and 25th Street on the south side of Oak. It involves the lot that is highlighted in yellow on the graphic currently being displayed. The owners would like to place a 19-foot wide porch on the front of the house that would protrude 6 feet into the current front yard setback. If allowed, the porch would occupy that portion of the house. As you can see, both on the north and south sides of Oak Street, there are varying front yard setbacks. The code allows us to take an average of the established setbacks on one side of the street from one block to another, and that's what this yellow line represents, and apply that to a request if it is different than what the 25-foot setback is. That did not give enough room for the 6-foot protrusion into the front yard for this porch project. As you can see, as I said, there are varying setbacks. The house immediately adjacent to and to the west of this request, the frontmost portion of that house actually protrudes 10 feet farther towards Oak Street than what the house we have under question for this case is. So if allowed, the 6-foot protrusion into the front yard would not be as far as what the next door neighbor's is. Staff believes that the project as it is proposed aesthetically would blend in with the existing neighborhood, the architecture of that neighborhood, and I believe that summarizes the request, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? If there is, why, go back to the podium and state your name and address, please.
I'm back here. I'm Jeff McCoy. I'm the homeowner. And I just wanted to say all I'm trying to do is make the neighborhood a little bit better. And it blends, I think, with the neighborhood and the house itself. I'm not trying to get crazy here. I'm just trying to put something that gives the front of the house a better look.
Thank you, Jeff. Is this going to be an enclosed porch with screens or with windows or what?
No, it's just an opening porch like the entrance to the front door. I'm going to do wood steps and wood around it and flowers and stuff like that.
Okay.
Kind of like the Norman Rockwell look, sitting porch for the summer. It isn't not to be, it's not an all season or it's not going to be screened or anything like that.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to ask Mr. McCoy anything? Okay, thank you, Jeff.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a motion on this item?
I have one question.
Okay.
If I read the staff report correctly, or am I reading the staff report correctly, that the existing, the porch at 6-foot extension would really only extend 1 foot past the 5-foot by 5-foot stoop that you would normally allow?
We would normally allow a 5-foot by 5-foot entryway into a house. Staff feels that that is sufficient width and depth that you can open the door, maneuver whatever you're trying to maneuver, and get in the entryway without having to step off of that platform. So yes, that would be correct. Does it currently have a 5-foot by 5-foot? I don't know that. I didn't go down and measure.
No. Okay, thank you. That's what I was trying to clarify.
Yes, sir.
I move we approve. Is it 15-015?
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve case 15-015. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Paul?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Reiner?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case 15-015 at 2337 Oak Street has been approved. Case 15-019 at 4368 55th Avenue. It's an R1 district. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable garage size from 775 square feet to 875 square feet, submitted by Bob Bucher. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this site is located in the lodges of Beaver Meadows, second edition. That area is mostly not built at this time. The area is just northeast of the newly established apartment complex, the Springs. Springs would be located down in this area. And the site is highlighted in blue on the graphic currently being displayed. The applicant the future homeowner has chosen a house plan that is being displayed for you currently. It will have a three-car attached, and if allowed, 875 square foot garage. This is a single-story home with a walkout basement to the rear, with this portion of the rear being below ground level. If this portion of the house were finished, we would be able to use that square footage within the calculation for the floor area to garage ratio. Initially, at least, they are not going to be finishing the basement. It's not uncommon for new home projects to be done in phases, where they get the first floor done, move into the home, and then at a later date finish the basement. At which time that happens, if this basement does become finished, then the square footage would be enough inside the house that this request would not even need a variance. But since there is no concrete plans at this time, they are requiring a variance for the size of the garage that they're requesting. This home has been built before up in other portions of the Beaver Meadows addition. As a matter of fact, it's almost a mirror image of this home. And this home had the basement finished right away, so it did not need a variance. So aesthetically, it is not going to be any different than some of the other homes that have already been established. I believe that summarizes the case. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And there was an affidavit on this, John.
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Is there anyone wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Yes.
Go to the podium, please. State your name and address, please.
I'm Bob Bucher. Beaver Builders build everything out here and will continue to build all of it, of course. My address is 4270 Tranquility Court, which is the drawing. Actually, these people came and looked at my own home and liked it and then wanted to replicate it on another lot, and this is the proposed house. We had to shrink it a little bit, but basically the same house. The guy's got a Corvette and wants to store it and everything, so it won't, you know, I'll build every house next to it, so I'll make sure it looks perfect.
Is there anyone here wishing to ask Mr. Bucher a question?
No.
None? Okay, thank you.
That's fine.
Is there any other discussion? Is there a motion?
I move we approve case number 15019 to increase the allowable garage area from 775 to 875 square feet.
Second.
Motion and a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Paul.
Yes.
Gallagher.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Spranger.
Yes.
Is there anything else?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it appears that our first case that we passed
Mr.
over,
Reasoner
the individual has shown up.
Okay.
I did give you a presentation on this last month. I don't see anybody except for the applicant here. Would you like me to repeat a presentation or just have the applicant?
When Mary wasn't here, I don't believe.
Okay. I wasn't here.
So you better fill Mary.
Sure. The site's located in the original area of the city. It's highlighted with the white line around it, and it's on the north side of Holmes Street in the 500 block. The applicant would like to place a 30-foot by 30-foot detached garage in the rear yard. It would not occupy more than 40% of the rear yard, so the only issue here is the combined square footage. Since the home already has an attached garage, which is 280 square feet, the actual combined garage square footage would be 1,180 square feet, well over the 720 that is allowed by code and therefore requires a variance.
Okay.
Staff did the evaluation of all the other garage spaces in the area. Using the Scott County Assessor's website, this would be one of the larger garages in the area. The attached garage, the individual has found to be insufficient for his usage, and that's the reason for this request. It would be accessed off of the alley, and one of the reasons he would like to have this is to get as many vehicles off of the roadway. The original sections of the city have roadways that aren't as wide as what's being built currently. So I believe that's a summary of it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Would you like to speak to this, Mr. Reasoner?
Instead of the 30 by 30 building in the back, I would like to put up a 24 by 30 and leave the existing garage as it is. That way I could get a lawnmower in there and it'd look as a garage and you know, that way I wouldn't have to modify it in any way.
That reduce your square footage then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, reduce the square footage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would give me 1,000 square feet.
It would.
Okay.
I come up with 1,008 square feet.
1,008. Anything else, sir?
That'd be it.
Does anyone here have a question of Mr. Reasoner?
One of the questions we talked about last time was, you're just, so I guess it's changed a little bit. Are you talking now about just leaving the existing attached garage exactly the way it is and building this 24 by 30?
Yes. Okay. I'd like to just leave it as it is.
Okay.
We honestly haven't parked a car in there since we've been there. It's been almost 3 years now. I just use it for storage.
Okay. Just want to make sure I was clear.
Mm-hmm. Is there any discussion here?
Just a clarification. What does the code require again?
He's allowed up to a combined 720 square foot without a variance.
Okay. So even the new one exceeds that.
Mm-hmm.
The new one would be 720.
Oh, exactly. Right.
But his combined would be.
The combined would be 1,000.
The fact that
288 extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
The area, the lot, or the lot would suffice to have a larger garage because it is a big area in back there, in my opinion. So, anyway. Is there a motion on this item?
Sure. I make a motion that case 15055, that we approve the increase in garage square footage to the 24 by 30 detached.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Halk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Schreiner?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes. So case number 15-019, at, oops, excuse me, case 15005 at 518 Home Street has been approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We haven't gotten the case number right tonight.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I have nothing further to bring before you.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Yes, second.
Okay, we're adjourned.